This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 135 for Monday, November 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning, retreating from overnight gains as strength in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola is down $1 to $3 in early trade, January down $1.20 at $544.70 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $551.80 in overnight activity. News: a COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer was 90% effective in preventing the virus in trials, gave a shot of optimism to world financial markets to start the week. Chicago soy oil climbed to some of its best levels in 3 years overnight. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also higher. Crude oil rose by roughly 10%. While all of that was supportive for canola, the resulting strength in the Canadian dollar tempered the upside, as that rising currency cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive. The dollar was trading at over 77 cents, hitting its best levels in 2 years. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn steady, and wheat lower. Soybeans up 8 cents in the January contract at $11.09 per bushel. The USDA releases monthly supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning accounted for some of the activity. Traders do generally expect to see a downward revision to the average U.S. soybean yields from the 51.9 bushels per acre estimated in October. News over the weekend that China is looking at renegotiating its trade deal with the U.S. under the new Joe Biden administration did keep some caution in the bean market. Corn, it's holding steady. The December contract down a quarter cent only at 406.5 per bushel. Corn yields are also likely to be revised lower in tomorrow's USDA report. While the gains in soybeans provided some support, wheat was lower, and that was keeping corn unchanged. Wheat futures down across the board. Chicago down 4 cents in December at 5.98 per bushel. Kansas City, 2 cents lower in December at 5.53 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in December at 5.55 per bushel. Speculative positioning accounted for some activity. While the U.S. wheat numbers are not expected to see much change in tomorrow's USDA report, participants will have their eyes on world wheat estimates, with world wheat ending stocks expected to tighten from earlier projections. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.